This is New Beginnings, Volume 32, Issue 4, for July, August of 2019. The topic of this issue of New Beginnings is Celebrating Your Independence. Some of the topics that will be covered in this newsletter will be a welcoming for a new employee, Candace Nelson. There's an article on nutrition and one about losing memory or your cognitive ability. And also in about enjoying a film by American Experience. And also an article about a guest vocalist by the name of Suzette Pritchett. The letter from the director's desk by Laurie Jennings Harris is as follows. When I think of seniors, I think of older adults who are physically fit, mentally sharp, and actively contributing to their communities. I also imagine our senior neighbors who may be less active or those who may require complete support and assistance with the daily task most of us perform as second nature. Independence may have a different meaning depending on what limitations we experience. In an effort to help our seniors remain independent, we want to stay on the forefront of the most effective ways to help individuals and their families accomplish their long-term goals. The Department of Aging and Human Services conducted a public meeting on May the 17th, 2019, at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in preparation for the completion of our four-year 2020 through 2023 area plan. Department staff and I received valuable information and feedback about the programs and services we provide. This information will help guide us in the direction of continuing to provide much-needed and helpful resources to our community. Department staff and I express our appreciation for your time and valuable input during the public meeting and throughout the year. Your ideas are important to our staff, and we work diligently to continue nurturing the programs and services offered by the department. I also want to thank you for all of your support and the positive comments about all the wonderful activities and resources our department provides to St. Mary's County seniors, and for the kudos about staff members. I am witness every day to the many dedicated, hardworking, and compassionate staff we have working for you. I, too, appreciate what they bring to the department, and we are steadfastly working to help our older adults maintain their independence. Welcome, Candace Nelson. Join us in welcoming Candace to the Department of Aging and Human Services. Candace began working full-time for the department in June as the operations manager at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Candace holds a Bachelor of Science in Psychology from the University of Maryland University College. She worked for the Department of Aging and Human Services as a program specialist at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center for a year and a half before leaving to pursue another opportunity. Since her departure in 2007, Candace has been working for the Charles County Local Behavioral Health Authority, a division of the Charles County Department of Health, where she served as a child and adolescent programs coordinator and was then promoted to the assistant director position in 2013. Candace is a certified instructor in mental health first aid and youth mental health first aid, as well as a crisis intervention team instructor. Outside the office, Candace enjoys spending time with her husband, John, and their two children, McKenna, 9, and Braden, 6. She also volunteers with the Dennard Elementary School PTA and has been the PTA president for the past 3 years. Candace is excited to be back with the Department of Aging and Human Services and is looking forward to the new opportunities this will bring. Life, learning is forever. The fall semester of the Life program is quickly approaching with many wonderful, interesting educational trips and presentations being planned. Life booklets will be available for pickup at the Senior Activity Centers and the County Libraries on Monday, August the 12th. Information will also be available online at the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services webpage beginning August the 12th. Registration begins at 8 a.m. on Monday, August the 26th. Be sure to pick up your booklet and plan what you would like to attend. Registrations are taken on a first-come, first-served basis and can be made at any of the county's 3 senior activity centers. Events fill up quickly, so please register early. For further information, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71063, to learn more about the Learning is Forever program. This is an article by Donna Taggart, and this is the Nutrition Corner. Did you know that nutrition can play a part in decreasing muscle loss? Sarcopenia is a medical term for when muscle strength and physical performance drop along with muscle mass. If you are not active, you can lose as much as 5% of your muscle mass each decade once you hit the age of 30. If sarcopenia develops, it puts you at risk for falls and bone fractures. Inactivity is a major contributor as well as smoking, but diet can impact muscle mass as well. Protein is important to preserve muscles. A general suggestion is to try to get about 25 to 30 grams at each meal. By spreading your protein intake evenly throughout the day, it allows the body to better utilize it. So what has protein and how much? An 8-ounce glass of milk has 8 grams. Yogurts can vary, but some Greek yogurts can have up to 15 grams a serving. A piece of meat, chicken, etc., the size of a deck of cards, has approximately 28 grams. An egg has 8 grams, as does 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. Other sources of protein are nuts, seeds, and beans. And there are numerous brands of protein bars and powders. The current recommendation for adults is 0.8 grams of body weight per day. Some experts are now recommending 1.2 grams, which is about 50% more. To figure out your weight in kilograms, simply divide your weight in pounds by 2.2, then multiply that number by 1.2 to see the total amount of protein for the day. Divide it by 3 to see how much you need at each meal. For example, a 150-pound adult, you would divide 150 by 2.2, that equals 68 kilograms. 68 by 1.2 equals 82 grams of protein, or about 27 grams per meal. A sample day with approximately 30 grams of protein, for instance, your breakfast could contain a 6-ounce container of Greek yogurt with 1 cup of Kashi-Goulin cereal. For lunch, you could have 4-ounce piece of chicken on a salad. For dinner, a cup of turkey chili with a half a cup of shredded cheddar cheese. Nutrition counseling by registered and licensed dietitian and certified diabetes instructor educator is available at St. Mary's County Senior Activity Center. This will help address your nutrition needs and questions. Services are provided by Donna Taggart, and they're at no cost to you. You can call Donna at 240-538-6539 to schedule an appointment. You can also call the various centers. The Garvey Center Activity Center number is 301-475-4200, extension 71050. The Loeffler Senior Activity Center number is 301-475-4200, extension 71658. And the Northern Senior Activity Center number is 301-475-4200, extension 73101. This is an article on caregiver concerns by Daphne Benier, and it has to do with respite care providing resilience for family caregivers. Respite care gives the caregiver a break from caregiving duties. Caregivers use these times for a variety of different activities and benefit from them in a variety of ways. Family caregivers report, although they often feel guilty leaving their loved one, they appreciate the time away and feel refreshed when returning to care after a respite. Respite Pair is a tool that a family caregiver can use to improve resilience in caregiving and to prevent burnout. So what would you do with a respite? You could go to a medical appointment for yourself, have dinner with friends, take a shower, go see a movie, go for a walk, take a painting class, go grocery shopping, take a nap, call a friend, go to the library, or you could attend a support group. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services offers respite grants for family caregivers. Contact Daphne Bonnier at 301-475-4200, extension 71069, to get an application. Do you want to explore the world, but your budget is limited? Well, Southern Maryland has many American and ethnic restaurants. Maybe you have wanted to visit these restaurants but didn't want to dine alone. Well, here's your chance. Join Deb Johnstone as she samples food from around the world. We will visit a variety of restaurants on the second Wednesday of the month at 11:30 a.m. Please call 301-475-1500, extension 71050, to make a reservations. On July the 10th, they will be visiting El Pilon, which is a Peruvian food. August the 14th, it will be the Charles Street Brasier, that's seafood. September the 11th, the Beer Garden, that's for sandwiches. October the 9th, it will be Silver Skewers, that's Persian food. November the 13th, Tier Rific, that will be Asian. December the 11th, Chipotle, that's Tex-Mex. January the 8th, this is 2020, Bollywood, that's Indian cuisine. February the 12th, Hong Kong Buffet, that's Oriental cuisine. March the 11th, Callaway Mexican food. April the 8th of 2020, it'll be Dat Jerk, which was Jamaican. And May the 13th, 2020, it'll be Okada, and that is Japanese food. The Senior Activity Center programs are available to those 50 years or older unless otherwise noticed. You can see the receptionist at the various centers for the criteria for participation. And if you have a chance to pull up the newsletter on the website, there are various pictures about the new Garvey Center that's being built, and also some of the folks in our community that have been very instrumental in getting this started. Senior Information and Assistance. This is an article by Debbie Barker. This concerns property tax credit deadline. If you have not applied for one of the many property tax credits available, now is the time to do so. The deadline for the Senior Tax Credit 6510 Tax Credit and the Maryland Homeowners Tax Credit is September the 1st. To learn more about each credit, go to www.stmarysmaryland.com, Treasurer, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71654. There is also help for electricity and heating expenses. The Southern Maryland Tri-County Community Action Program Incorporated Office of Home Energy will begin accepting applications for the 2020 program year beginning July the 1st. This program provides financial assistance to residents who meet program requirements with their electric and heating expenses. Eligibility is determined by the gross household income for everyone living in the residence, which is based on 175% of the federal poverty level. Income levels vary depending upon the number of individuals residing at the property, with a one-person household maximum of $1,821 per month and $2,466 for two people. Income that is received within 30 days prior of making application is considered. Social Security, annuities, pensions, IRA distributions, wages, child support, etc. are all considered countable income. The value of assets such as bank accounts, real estates, IRAs, CDs are not considered to determine eligibility. In addition to meeting income criteria, applicants must also be a Maryland resident, a U.S. citizen, or a qualified immigrant, and have an electric account in their name. Be able to provide proof of all household income received within the last 30 days, identification for the applicant, Social Security cards for all household members, and a copy of a rent receipt, if applicable. Individuals over the age of 60 and persons with a disability may apply at the Garvey, Loeffler, or Northern Senior Activity Center by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050, for an appointment. Persons under the age of 60 may apply through the Sedley, Maryland Tri-County Community Action Committee by calling 301-475-5574, extension 200. There will be a Medicare seminar held on Friday, July the 12th from 10 o'clock a.m. until 12 noon at the Chesapeake Building in Leonardtown. Topics to be discussed include what Medicare covers, Medigap plans, and how to enroll in Part D, and much more. To register for the Medicare seminar, please call 301-475-4200, extension 701050. There will be a Veterans Resource Day seminar or presentation on Friday, November the 8th, 2019, beginning at 9 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. This will be held at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center at 44219 Airport Road in California, Maryland. There will be workshops, informational booths, question and answer forum, and one-on-one counseling. For more information on this Veterans Resource Day, please call Sarah Miller at 301-475-4200, extension 71073, or you can email Sarah at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, dot Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at stmarysmaryland.com. There will be Coffee with the Sheriff, and this is going to be held at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 29655 Charlotte Hall Road in Charlotte Hall, Maryland. This will be on Thursday, August the 29th at 9:30 a.m., and it's free. However, you need to register, and you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71073. The Triad Salt Council invites you to have coffee with the sheriff. If you're interested in learning more about the St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office, this is the place to go. There are going to be issues discussed that might affect you, and it's an opportunity to ask Sheriff Timothy Cameron directly. Focus on fitness. Independence is the goal of a lifetime. Most likely, all of us want to remain independent for as long as we possibly can. And would you agree that good health is one important key to remaining independent? According to the recently released second edition of Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, being physically active is one of the most important actions that people of all ages can take to improve their health. Being physically active is one of the best ways to ensure independence, as it helps to reduce the risk of a large number of chronic diseases. According to the guidelines, health benefits start immediately after exercising, and even short episodes of physical activity are beneficial. Anyone who sits less and instead does any amount of moderate to vigorous physical activity will gain health benefits. And the best part is, being physically active is fun. What could be better than having fun, improving your health, and maintaining your independence? So what kind of physical activity is needed, you ask? Well, anything that makes your heart rate and breathing increase is good for an accumulated minimum total of 2.5 hours per week. Additionally, muscle strengthening activities of moderate or greater intensity that involve all major muscle groups at least two times a week should also be included. An easy and fun way to meet these goals for physical activity is to join us at the senior activity centers. The Garvey, Loeffler, and Northern Senior Activity Centers offer a variety of opportunities for physical activity. Classes of all sorts taught by certified fitness instructors are available. You are sure to have a great time and make some new friends if you wish. Fitness equipment such as treadmills, ellipticals, and recumbent bikes are also available for you to use on your own. And don't forget the seasonal sports like softball, pickleball, and basketball. A little bit later on in the newsletter, I'll be reading a list of the physical activities that are available from each of the seniors' centers. Be more physically active. Every little bit helps prevent chronic disease, which helps you remain independent. You can join St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services and seniors across the state of Maryland for a walk MD Day. Walk Maryland Day is scheduled for October the 2nd. Leading up to that day, you can track your minutes, miles, or steps on the monthly log sheet during the month of July, August, and September for a chance to win a wonderful monthly prize. Log sheets can be picked up at the centers through email and on the department's website. Turn your monthly sheet in at your local center by the 5th of the following month for entry into a raffle for a great prize. Seniors that participate each month and on October the 2nd have a chance to win the grand prize. Monthly prizes include a fitness pass, which is a $35 value, movie passes, which are a $30 value, a $50 gift certificate for the Good Earth Health Food Store, and the grand prize raffle is a $75 gift from Dick's Sporting Goods. For more information, call Alice at 301-475-4200, extension 71063. And this article on fitness is by Alice Allen, who is the division manager at the Senior Center Operations. Following are some activities at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. There will be a brainiology class at Garvey on Tuesday, July the 16th through August the 12th. This class is starting on Tuesdays, beginning July the 16th at 1:30 p.m. and will continue through August the 20th. Losing memory or cognitive ability is a tremendous fear, but there is growing evidence that cognitive ability can be maintained or even improved to the end of life. Brainiology is designed to dispel the limiting myths of memory loss and aging, give participants a better understanding of how their brain works, give participants the tools to incorporate brain fitness activities into their daily lives, create open minds. More than 90% of participants report feeling like they have more control over future memory loss after taking this program. There is no fee for the program, but class size is limited to register, so you need to register early. To make a reservation, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be a book discussion group at Garvey Wednesdays, July the 10th, and again on August the 14th, both dates. It starts at 10:30 a.m. At the meeting on July the 10th, the group will discuss Bark Shins by Amy Prelex. On August the 14th, they will discuss The Summer Before the War by Helen Simonson. Loaner copies of both books are available. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be a luncheon with Tommy Alvey and friends at the Garvey Center on Thursday, July the 11th. Lunch is served at noon, and the performance by Tommy Alvey begins at 12:30 p.m. Join Tommy Alvey and friends as they perform at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 11th. They will be playing a selection of bluegrass and old-time country music. The lunch menu is apple juice, pulled pork sandwiches, deli roll, coleslaw, corn, and cantaloupe. The cost for a luncheon is a donation for those ages 60 and above and $6 for those under the age of 60. You can call 301-475-4200, extension 71050 to learn more or to make a reservation. There will be a Style 101 class at Garvey on Wednesday, July the 17th at 10 a.m. Do you often wonder how to put together those clothes in your closets? When you go shopping, do you have a hard time selecting colors or styles? Or maybe you're trying to minimize your clothing selection. If any of these sound like you, join us for a fun morning of Styling 101. Kathy Creswell, Program Specialist, will demonstrate different styles and make suggestions about ways to save money on your clothing budget. There will be tasty treats and hot coffee. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050, and also call that number to make a reservation. There will be ceramics with Marty at the Garvey Center on Monday, July the 22nd, and again on Wednesday, the August the 7th. Both dates, it will start at 10 a.m. The Garvey Senior Activity Center is offering a ceramics class. If you enjoy painting and creating personalized gifts or decorations for the home, this is the class for you. Marty Cotterell will be teaching the class and offering instruction on painting techniques. In July, the class will be creating ceramic hydrangea plants, and in August, she will be doing a leaf bowl. The cost of the class is $10 for each item painted and includes the firing of the item. Payment is due at the time of sign-up. Checks should be made payable to Marty Cotterell. To learn more and to pre-register, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Wild Men, The Dawn of Rock and Roll. It's a performance art with story art and song by Phil McKinney. This is at the Garvey Center on Wednesday, July the 24th, with lunch being served at 12:30. The performance will begin at 1:30. During this one-hour show, Mr. McKinney will present his pen and ink portraits of the 20 or so performers who created a musical shockwave in the mid-50s. The pictures are brought to life as he tells the story of the rapid rise and falls of these fascinating musicians and sings many of their well-known hits in this unique and entertaining show. Prior to the show, enjoy a meal of chicken salad, pickled beets, pita bread, lettuce and tomato slices, grapes, and VA juice. Advanced registration is required and space is limited. So to call to register or for more information, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Expressions by Terry. This is also at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. This is on Wednesday, July the 24th at 3 o'clock p.m., and the cost is $35. Terry Tabor was born in Alexandria, Virginia, and currently lives in Maryland. She is a self-taught artist who began drawing at an early age. She inherited her talent from her father, Lee Edward Tabor Sr., who is also an artist. She enjoys painting on canvas as well as the art of hand painting on silk. She has also studied silk painting with artist and author Diane Tuckman. Terry will be teaching the art of silk scarf painting at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The art experience starts as Terry guides the group with a few techniques used to dye their two scarves, which will be provided in two different sizes, as well as types of silk. The cost of the class is $35 per person, with your check being made payable to Terry Tabor. So to make sure that you sign up quickly and make a registration, to sign up for an early registration. Payment for the class is required at the sign-up time, and registration does close at July the 15th. So to sign up, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Drums Alive. This is also at the Garvey, and this is going to be July the 31st through September the 11th, with no class being offered on August the 28th. It starts at 8:45 a.m. Using rhythm as a source of inspiration to discover a new group fitness experience, Drums Alive combines the benefits of a traditional physical fitness program with the brain-affected benefits of music and rhythm. Drums Alive is a program that fosters a healthy balance physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially, stimulating people whether they are young or old, healthy or ill. When we drum and dance, we are having fun. This releases endorphins and reduces negative feelings. The rhythmical patterns of the drum increase synchronization of brainwave activity, which in turn provides feelings of euphoria and improved mental awareness. Drums Alive Golden Beats is designed for the senior population. Kathy Creswell, program specialist at Garvey, is the instructor for this new program and will demonstrate different levels of participation that best meet the class physical needs. There is no need for prior experience in drumming or music. This class is free, but space is limited, so make sure that you sign up early, beginning at 8 a.m. on July the 22nd. Attendance at all classes is required. For more information or to sign up for Drums Alive, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be gardening stepping stones. This is also at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, July the 31st, and this is backed by popular demand. Join Deb as she shows you how to create beautiful stepping stones for your summer garden. Bring special memory items such as broken china, shells, pieces of sea glass, or tiles. These stepping stones make wonderful additions to memorial gardens. The cost is $5 per stepping stone. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71050 to register. There will be a luncheon with Suzette Pritchett at the Garvey, August the 14th at 12 o'clock noon. Come join us to hear special guest vocalist Susie Pritchett and enjoy lunch during the performance. Suzette has been singing professionally for 30 years and has a beautiful, sultry voice. We are excited to have her back at the Garvey Senior Activity Center as requested. Space is limited and the performance will fill up fast. The luncheon menu consists of seafood salad on lettuce, pickled beets, corn, dinner roll, apple crisp with ice cream, orange juice, milk, coffee, or tea. The cost of lunch is a donation for those ages 60 above and $6 for all others. To make reservations for Luncheon with Suzette, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be an ice cream social with a special guest performance. This is also at Garvey on August the 16th from 2:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Do you need to cool off this summer? The Garvey Senior Activity Center will serve vanilla ice cream in a cup with a toppings bar provided by the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The musical entertainment will feature Paul Barber. Mr. Barber will sing and play keyboard to your favorite oldie but goodie summer favorites. Purchase tickets in advance by the close of business on August the 14th and get a special discounted rate of $3 per ticket. Same-day tickets are available for $5 per ticket. Tickets will be available starting Thursday, August the 1st. For more information on the ice cream social, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There is reflexology and massage also at Garvey. Did you know that reflexology and massage services are available at the Garvey Senior Activity Center? Reflexologist Sarah Strain is an ARCB board-certified reflexologist who visits the center 1 to 2 times a month. If you would like to schedule a session with her, please call the receptionist at Garvey at 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Faye Bauer, LMT, is a massage therapist. She visits the Garvey Senior Activity Center every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you would like to schedule an appointment with Faye, please call 410-231-0630. Appointment times may vary depending on the practitioner's availability. There is a fee for both services. Garvey Senior Activity Center Council news. This is a Cash Blast fundraiser. The Garvey is holding a Cash Blast fundraiser raffle to support special events and activity supply needs at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Tickets are available at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The cost is $2 per ticket or 3 tickets for $5. First prize is $500, second prize $250, third prize is $150, and the fourth prize is $100. The drawing is to be held October the 2nd, and you do not have to be present to win. For more information on the Cash Blast fundraiser, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be a board and brush fundraiser also at Garvey. This is going to be on Saturday, October the 26th, from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. If you're looking for a fun night out with friends or family and for a good cause, well, Board and Brush is a do-it-yourself wood sign workshop studio where participants are given the skills, tools, and knowledge needed to create their own personalized wood sign. Select a wood project from the gallery. They provide all the material and instruct you step-by-step to create a beautiful piece for your home or for a gift. Choose from a variety of paint and wood stain colors in the workshop. The cost of the workshop is $68 for adults, and pre-registration is required. You can help raise money for a great cause, as 20% of all proceeds will go toward the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The class starts promptly at 9:30, so please arrive 5 to 10 minutes before the start time. Please know that all your Pick Your Project classes are for guests age 16 and older. If you need special accommodations, please inform the gallery at the time of booking. Registration closes 72 hours before the class. Registration and project selection can be done all online at boardandbrush.com/Leonardtown. Be sure to select the October the 26th, 9:30 a.m. project on their calendar. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Eligible participants will receive a total of $30 in checks that consist of one booklet of six $5 checks. Distribution will begin on Wednesday, July the 10th at 8:30 a.m. in the Chesapeake Building, located at 41770 Baldridge Street in Leonardtown. A limited number of booklets are available and will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Checks must be redeemed by November 30th, 2019. Eligibility requirements are: you must be 60 years of age or older, have photo ID card which indicates proof of a St. Mary's County residency, and meet the income limits. The income limits are as follows. For a one-person household, the annual income limit is $23,107. For a two-person household, the limit is $31,284. For a three-person household, it is $39,461. And for a four-person household, it is $47,638. A proxy designation may be completed if a participant cannot attend distribution. Proxies may apply on behalf of a participant, provided the following documentation is provided on the day of distribution. 1. A completed copy of the current Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program application, which is signed by the eligible senior. 2. A copy of the senior participant's residency ID. And 3. The proxy's photo ID. Proxy forms are available for pickup at the Garvey Senior Activity Center beginning in June. Sending a proxy to the distribution center does not guarantee check receipt. Checks are available on a first-come, first-served basis. For your convenience, produce from Porpoise Creek Farms will be on the Government Center campus on the day of distribution. Get your checks and redeem all in one location. To learn more, please call Brandy at 301-475-4200, extension 71072. Following are some activities at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. There will be summer bocce ball at Loeffler on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, June, July, and August, and it starts at 10 a.m. and it's free. During the summer months, Loeffler Senior Activity Center is holding sessions of bocce ball on the second and fourth Thursday of each month at 9:30 a.m., and this will run through August the 22nd. Whether or not you've played before, come by and join us. If you have questions about bocce ball, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. There is no cost to participate. There will be an educational video series on the New York Underground. This is at Loeffler, Wednesday, July the 10th at 10 a.m., and this is free. This is a 56-minute video. You can enjoy this film by American experience. In the mid-1800s, New York City was one of the most crowded places on Earth. The congested streets and pokey transportation system were a source of constant complaints. On March the 24th, 1900, ground was broken for the Big Apple subway. The Interborough Rapid Transit Line opened 4 years later, running more than 26 miles of underground track at the speed of 35 miles per hour. Soon, thousands in the city were doing the subway. Register to see this video by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk to sign up, and seating is limited for this video. There will be free skin cancer screening at Loeffler on Thursday, July the 11th. This starts at 11:15 a.m. and runs until 1 o'clock p.m. Free skin cancer screenings will be available on this day, compliments of the Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute. Because skin cancer is visible on the surface of the skin, it is easier to spot than other cancers, and most cases can be treated successfully when caught early. We will have a team of two screening stations in order to accommodate as many people as possible. For further information or to schedule, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk to schedule your 5-minute screening. There will be a board and brush fundraiser at Loeffler on Saturday, October the 26th at 9:30 a.m., running until 12:30 p.m. If you're looking for a fun night out with friends or family and for a good cause, Board and Brush is a do-it-yourself wood sign workshop studio where participants are given the skills, tools, and knowledge needed to create their own personalized wood sign. Select a wood project from the gallery. They provide all the materials and instruct you step-by-step to create a beautiful piece for your home or for a gift. Choose from a variety of paint and wood stain colors in the workshop. The cost of this workshop is $68 for adults, and pre-registration is required. You can help raise money for a great cause, as 20% of all proceeds will go toward the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The class will start promptly at 9:30, so please arrive 5 to 10 minutes before start time. Please note that all of your Pick Your Project classes are for guests age 16 and older. If you need special accommodations, please inform the gallery at the time of booking. Registration closes 72 hours before the class. Registration and project selection can be done online at boardandbrush.com/Leonardtown. Be sure to select the October the 26th, 9:30 a.m. project on the calendar. Following are some craft activities available at Loeffler. In July, specifically Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m., there's a glass gym sun catcher. And in August, on Friday, August the 2nd, at 10 a.m., and this is also free, there's a faux stained glass. With the summer upon us and the kids out of school, it seems like a good time to learn simple craft projects that you can do again later with your grandchildren. With this in mind, we've come up with two that are sure to be enjoyed by all generations. First, we will make a lovely sun catcher that will glow beautifully when you hang it up in your window. And then in August, we will turn a simple glass pane into a work of art using very simple materials. Sign-ups begin for these projects on the first day of the previous month by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or by stopping by the receptionist desk. The class size is limited. Also at Loeffler, there will be beginner Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention. This is on Mondays and Thursdays beginning July the 13th, and it will run through August the 8th. Beginner classes for Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention will meet on Mondays and Thursdays at 11 a.m. beginning July 15th and continuing through August the 8th. In this class, we will learn to do some core movements on each side in a graceful routine while applying basic Tai Chi principles. There is no fee for this class, but a commitment to attendance and practice is necessary for success. Pre-registration is required. Since space is limited for new participants, we ask that you sign up only if you are sure that you will be able to attend regularly. Students who have previously studied Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention in St. Mary's County are welcome to attend class and are not required to sign up. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or to stop by the receptionist desk by July the 10th. There will be an educational video series at Loeffler on Wednesday, August the 14th at 10 o'clock a.m. It's free. It's an educational video series on Ocean Odyssey, and this is a 60-minute video. You can go on an undersea journey to remote and magical places with Fyodor Pitcairn, a pioneer in underwater HD cinematography, as he explores the marine ecosystem of the Galapagos Islands, Raja Ampat in Indonesia, the Maldives, the Azores, Hawaii, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, the Channel Islands, British Columbia, the Gulf of Mexico, French Polynesia, and Belize. This video is a Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History presentation. There are 16 seats available, and you can reserve yours by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk to sign up. There will be a Health Watch presentation at Loeffler on Thursday, August the 15th at 10 o'clock a.m. That's free, and it's resources for older adults. Linda Weintraub, our Health Watch instructor, will discuss how to assess local resources that will help you with many of your needs and questions. She will bring booklets that list services with contact numbers and location and answer questions you may have concerning how to go about getting help in many different aspects of your life. Or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Or you can stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk to sign up. There's also a special project called Scarf It Up with Color. This is at Loeffler on Wednesday, August 21st at 10 a.m. and the cost is $35. Who wouldn't love two new silk scarves? Personalize them by learning a new and easy dyeing technique, and you've got an accessory that is unique to you. Terry Tabor is a silk painting artist who looks forward to showing you how it's done. The cost is $35, and it includes all materials, and that includes two different silk scarves sizes. Payment is due to the instructor on the day of the class, and there's a minimum of 5 students required to have the class. You can reserve your seat by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk. There will be a Loeffler Luau on Thursday, July the 25th, and you must have a ticket for this. It's a $10 suggested donation. Greeting cousins, the Loeffler Luau, one of our most memorable summer traditions, is coming up. The Loeffler Luau is back this year on the original date, the fourth Thursday in July. Tickets go on sale June the 3rd. Dance to the music of favorite DJ Mean Gene, and you can enjoy a feast of for a tropical island party catered by Personalized Touch Catering. The menu is huli huli chicken, Spanish rice with onions, peas, carrots, corn, and egg, garden salad with mandarin oranges and almonds and raspberry dressing, a fruit salad of pineapple, mandarin oranges, cherries, and grapes, and a light vanilla sauce, and upside-down cake for dessert. You can enjoy your favorite tropical garb, and the law firm will provide the lay and bring your best party mood. A limited number of tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stop by the receptionist desk during regular hours to get your ticket beginning June the 3rd. Tickets are $10 each. If you have any questions, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. And following are three dates for the Lunch Connection at Loeffler. On Tuesday, July the 9th, the Bushmill Band will be there. So get your feet tapping as you enjoy a cool summer lunch of VA juice, chicken salad, pineapple, fresh carrot and cucumber slices, whole wheat pita bread, lettuce, tomato slices, grapes, and a slice of lemon meringue pie. The entertainment begins at 11:30. And lunch is served at noon. The next one is Thursday, July the 25th, and that's the Loeffler Luau. On Tuesday, August the 13th, the friends from Columbia, Maryland Rearview Mirror will be bringing their special brand of entertainment that looks back on the last decades of music. While you're being entertained, the lunch will be apple juice, pulled pork sandwich on a deli roll, coleslaw, corn, cantaloupe, and yellow cake for dessert. On Thursday, August the 22nd, there will be barbecue chicken, baked potato wedges, dill carrots, whole wheat bread, chilled pears, and a brownie. And make sure that you sign up for these three meals. Again, it's Tuesday, July the 9th, Thursday, July the 25th, and Tuesday, August the 13th. The entertainment for all three dates begins at 11:30, and lunch will be served at noon. You must make advance reservations for all three lunches, preferably 2 weeks in advance, and you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658. There will be an appreciation basket at all three luncheons for the performance and a 50-50 raffle at each luncheon. Midsummer Celebration. This is at the Loeffler Wednesday, July the 17th. This is intergenerational. It's from 12:30 to 2 p.m. The cost is $5 for age 12 to adult and free for those under 12 years old. You can hail the middle of summer at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center while partying with your grandkids. Everyone can beat a child at heart on this day by enjoying some of the best things in life, like a Sunday bar from Sweet Frog, singing and dancing with karaoke, and dabbling in arts and crafts. Advance tickets will be required for each person over 2 years of age and are available at the front office. You can call 301-475-4200, extension 71658 for details. Tickets will go on sale June the 3rd, and ticket sales are limited. Following are activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. This is Senior Tech Smartphone Appointments. This is going to be on Wednesday, July the 10th from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and it's free. And these are 15-minute appointments. Smartphones. Once you know how to use them, they can be a useful tool. But there are lots of smartphone options out there, and each one can have a different layout. With so much variety, how could you find a class that helps you with your specific device? The best way is to get one-on-one assistance. Program specialist Rachel Mowat will be taking 15-minute appointments to help you answer questions on how to use and navigate your device. Please note, we will not cover applications involving sensitive information, and the space is limited. To sign up for a 15-minute appointment in advance, please visit the sign-up table at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Clear Captions Presentations. This is new phone and iPhone app. This is at Northern on Monday, July the 10th from 11:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. Immediately following the smartphone tutoring appointments, there will be a presentation on the new free Ensemble Clear Captions phone, Rupali T Petrick is a Title IV Americans with Disability Act specialist and will be giving a presentation about the free Clear Captions phone if you qualify. She will also be discussing their newest app for iPhones. To sign up for this free presentation, please visit the sign-up table at Northern or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Hurricane Shelley. This is a fresh floral arrangement class at Northern. This is Thursday, July the 11th from 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Cost is $20. This is the only hurricane you will want this season. Celebrate the spirit of summer by making a fresh floral arrangement on top of a hurricane vase filled with seashells. It's stylish and beach vibey, and it will be the highlight of any summer shindig. The vase stands 6.5 inches tall and is 2.75 across. Floral foam is used at the top of the arrangement to allow for foliage to drape down the sides. Please note that this arrangement may be top-heavy. It is advised that participants bring a tall container for transport. The cost is $20 and is due at sign-up, and space is limited. To sign up in advance, please visit the front desk at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Breakfast Cafe at Northern on July the 24th, there'll be ham and potato casserole, scrambled eggs, toast, and fruit. And the breakfast on August 21st will be pancakes, bacon, and fruit. The cost is $2 for each of the breakfasts and is due at sign-up, and space is limited. To sign up and pay for the breakfast in advance, you can visit the front desk at Northern. You can make your reservation at any time and enjoy a wonderful meal with somebody else doing the cleanup. Jelly Roll Rug. This is at Northern, Thursdays, July the 18th, and again July the 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free. Participant supplies are required. If you want to learn how to make this adorable rug, experienced quilter Teresa Andrasek will lead a 2-session class to show you step-by-step how to make a rug. Participants will need to bring their own sewing machine, a jelly roll of fabric, and thread. Instruction is free and batting strips are provided. Space is limited. So to sign up for this 2-part class in advance, visit the sign-up table at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. There will be a 50 sock hop at Northern on Friday, July the 19th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and it's $8. You can flash back with us to the 1950s for a sock hop party. Jive with DJ Mean Gene in your favorite saddle shoes, poodle skirt, and leather jackets. Tickets will include a lunch of a cheeseburger on a bun with lettuce, onions, and tomato, baked beans, coleslaw, watermelon, and chocolate cake dessert. There will also be a soda shop counter with ice cream sodas and Shirley Temples, along with door prizes, money, raffles, and more. Purchase your ticket before noon on Wednesday, July the 17th at the Northern Senior Activity Center at the front desk. For ticket availability, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. There will be Heart's Desire Creations painting class at Northern. This is Tuesdays, July the 23rd, and again on August the 20th. Both classes begin at 1:30 and run until 3:30 p.m., and the cost is $8. You can showcase your inner artist and create a beautiful impressionist painting using canvas and acrylic paint. Lori Johnston's designs for the July and August classes will be on display at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Projects are suitable for artists of all skill levels. Please be sure to dress ready to paint. The $8 fee includes all materials and instruction and is required at the time of sign-up. Space is limited. For more information on the Heart's Desire Creations painting class, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. There is an AARP Smart Driving course at Northern. This is on Tuesday, July the 30th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. The cost is $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members. This course includes proven safety strategies that older drivers can use to compensate for changes as they age and allow them to drive more safely and confidently for as long as possible. Again, the fee is $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members, with cash or check made payable to AARP. Payment is required to sign up for the class. The class is 4 hours long with a break for lunch at 11:30 a.m. Lunch is a donation from seniors 60 and older, and $6 for others made the day of the class. To sign up and pay for the class in advance, please visit the front desk at Northern. For more information on the AARP driving course, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Movements for memory, mood, and immunities. This is at Northern on Tuesday, July the 3rd, and it runs from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. The cost is $20. Fitness instructor Judy Lyons will teach a class that focuses on specific types of movement that have been shown to sharpen cognitive functions, stabilize and lighten mood, and improve immune response. These simple movements can be done by anyone, anywhere, with no yoga background needed. The workshop also addresses focus and concentration, stress, anxiety, and sadness, as well as immune system integrity. A booklet will be provided to participants to guide them on how to continue these movements. The cost is $20 and is due at sign-up, and space is limited. To sign up for this class in advance, please visit the front desk at Northern, or for more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. You can celebrate National Coloring Book Day with two intergenerational events. There will be intergenerational bingo and pizza and coloring edition. This is going to be at the Northern Senior Activity Center, August the 2nd from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And it's $2 for two bingo cards and $2 for two slices of pizza. To celebrate National Coloring Book Day, the Northern Senior Activity Center will have an intergenerational bingo on Friday, August the 2nd from 10 to 11:30 a.m. This is to be a sure, fun bonding time with your school-age grandchildren with both adult and kid-friendly prizes. There will also be coloring-themed prizes to celebrate the day. The cost is $2 for two cards per person. A kid-friendly pizza lunch will be available for purchase at sign-up. Pizza will be $2 for two slices and must be purchased in advance by activity participants only. Topping options are pepperoni or cheese. Advance sign-up is required for bingo and the pizza lunch. You can sign up and pay for this event in advance at the front desk. There will also be a National Coloring Book Day activities and gallery at the Northern Senior Center on Friday, August the 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m., and this is free. You can celebrate National Coloring Book Day by joining the coloring book group on Friday, August the 2nd. You can bring school-age grandchildren, coloring pencils, crayons, books, and come and have some fun. Participants will use their coloring skills to complete a variety of activities appropriate for adults and kids. Have a favorite completed work of art you would like to put on display in your coloring event at gallery? Participants may drop off their pieces at the front office no later than noon on Wednesday, the July the 1st, to be included in the gallery. The gallery will be on display in the Great Room or National Coloring Book Day. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Quilted tote bag. This is also at Northern on Thursdays, August the 8th through the 22nd. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's free. Participant supplies are required. Quilted tote bags make a fabulous accessory all year long. Experienced quilter Teresa Andrasik will lead a three-session class to show you how to make a quilted tote bag. Sewing experience is advised. Participants will need to bring their own sewing machine, a jelly roll of fabric, and thread. Instruction is free and batting strips are provided. Space is limited. To sign up for this three-part class, you can visit the front desk sign-up table at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. So, pitch tournament subs are needed at the Northern. This is Mondays, July the 29th through September the 9th at 12:30 to 3 p.m. This is free. Are you an experienced pitch player looking to be part of a community of players? The Northern Senior Activity Center is in need of subs for the upcoming five-session pitch tournament beginning Monday, July the 29th. If you're interested in being added to the sub list and learning more about the tournament, contact Rachel Mowat at 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Following is an article about the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and it's by Noreen Rowe, who is the RSVP Project Manager. This is Celebrating Independence. Every 4th of July, many of us celebrate our country's independence with outdoor picnics, family get-togethers, and fireworks. As American citizens, we often pride ourselves on our independent, innovative spirit of ingenuity and enterprise. As individuals, we often strive for independence throughout our lives, first from our parents, then as young adults as we start building our lives, and later as seniors, citizens, as we work to maintain our health, mobility, and independence. Indeed, we highly value our independence and the freedom it brings. There can be a downside to independence, however, when it leads to isolation. We can strive so hard to be independent that we fail to recognize our need for meaningful connection with others. Recent studies on social isolation have revealed that loneliness and isolation can be as damaging to one's health as smoking almost a pack of cigarettes a day. As human beings, we have a great need for meaningful interactions. This interconnectedness or interdependence is what helps us feel like part of the human family, part of our community, part of something larger and more important than our individual selves. Simply put, we need a sense of belonging with others. The danger of social isolation and the loss of connection. There are many ways we seek to make connections with others through family, work, church, and community activities. At various times in our lives, however, we may find ourselves feeling alone and disconnected, lacking meaningful social connections. Our children may leave home, we retire from our jobs, a spouse may pass away, or we experience health issues that limit our activities. As a result of life changes, we may find ourselves feeling alone and isolated. You can build connections through volunteering with RSVP. RSVP is all about helping seniors connect with others through volunteering. By giving your time to help local nonprofits, county agencies, and community service organizations, RSVP volunteers connect with the individuals they serve as well as fellow volunteers and staff. These connections often result in meaningful ties and valuable friendships that grow over time. Volunteering is not only about helping others, but about helping yourself by becoming engaged in service. So come join the RSVP connection. The RSVP connection are volunteer opportunities for persons 55 years of age and above. Here are some of the ways in which you can volunteer. Home-delivered meals. Volunteers deliver meals to homebound persons using their own vehicle. Hours approximately 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Various weekday shifts are available. Current needs for volunteers include the Lexington Park, Hollywood, and Leonardtown areas. All days of the week are needed, especially Fridays. Training is provided and mileage reimbursement is available. Then there is the Senior Rides Program. You can drive homebound seniors to doctor's appointments and other errands using your own vehicle in St. Mary's and Southern Maryland. Volunteer drivers are also needed to drive to Baltimore, Washington, and Annapolis. Flexible schedule and mileage reimbursement is available. You must be able to receive and respond to volunteer drivers' requests via email. The Teen Court Program. The teen court program is seeking several volunteers to serve as courtroom assistants for the teen court program. They need volunteers with experience working with youth or law enforcement. Courtroom assistance facilitates teen juries and courtroom deliberations of their peers. Program provides volunteer training and orientation. A community that shares. The volunteers are needed to help in the office answering phones and scheduling pickup of assistive medical equipment. Volunteers also need to help in the warehouse and the workshop to repair, renovate, and distribute free medical equipment to persons in need for as long as they need. Various days and shifts are available. Volunteers are especially needed to serve on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or a portion of that schedule. Also seeking substitute volunteers to fill in for volunteers on leave. There's the American Red Cross. Volunteers are needed to staff the Red Cross coffee cart at the Charlotte Hall Outpatient Clinic. Shifts are available on Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays are priority. Holidays are excluded. Volunteers can serve one shift per week or more, making and serving coffee to veterans waiting for medical appointments. Volunteers restock coffee cart supplies and keep the cart clean and tidy. There is also the Senior and Law Enforcement Together Council. Volunteers with an interest in law enforcement and senior safety are needed to serve on the Triad SALT Council. These volunteers will seek out educational opportunities and help coordinate 3 to 6 annual presentations at local senior activity centers. They will also help with Law Enforcement Appreciation Day outreach events and attend monthly council meetings. For additional RSVP volunteer opportunities, there's hospice, museums and parks, special events, senior activity centers, Habitat for Humanity, Senior Vibes. For more information, please contact Noreen Rowe at 301-475-4200, extension 71653. Mamma Mia will be at the Toby Dinner Theater on Wednesday, August the 7th, and the cost is adults for $98. Mamma Mia, here we go again. Fall in love with this feel-good story of a mother, daughter, and three possible dads. This delightful musical features the timeless hits by ABBA and is sure to have you dancing in the aisle. The cost of this trip is $98, and that covers a ticket to the show, lunch buffet, and transportation on a spacious motor coach, driver gratuity, and snacks for the return trip. The bus to the dinner theater will depart from the Northern Senior Activity Center at 8:45 a.m. and will return at approximately 5:15 p.m. Payment is due at sign-up to secure your spot for the trip. Please let the staff know at sign-up if you have any special seating or special accommodations. For more information, contact Rachel at 301-475-4200, extension 73103. There will also be the 75th Waterford Homes Tour and Crafts Exhibit. This is in Waterford, Virginia, and this is on Saturday, October the 5th. Pickup times at the Garvey will be at 7:30 a.m. and at the Northern at 8 a.m. You will return to the Northern at approximately 6 p.m. and return to Garvey at approximately 6:30 p.m. You can enter the National Historic Landmark Village of Waterford, Virginia, and step back in time. The Waterford Homes Tour and Crafts Exhibit is the oldest juried crafts fair in Virginia and four-time winner of the Loudoun Convention and Visitors Association Best Event of the Year. In addition to historic homes open for tour, 155 juried heritage craftspeople, many nationally known, provide hands-on demonstrations. Entertainers provide continuous traditional music and dance, and colonial and Civil War era militia encamp and demonstrate. There really is something for everyone. The fair is held throughout the village on hilly streets and uneven ground is closed to automobile traffic. A good deal of walking is required, and most of the historic buildings and private homes on tour are not wheelchair accessible. The fair goes on, rain or shine. The cost for the Waterford trip is $60 per person, and that $60 includes motor coach, bus transportation, bus driver's trip, snacks for the return trip, and ticket into the fair. admission, tour houses, and all exhibit buildings, all entertainment and reenactment, and the craft demonstration. The registration opens July the 1st at any of the St. Mary's County Senior Activity Center, and payment is due at the time of reservations. Again, the payment is doesn't say. Okay. Anyway, to learn more about this, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71072. And again, I apologize, the payment is $60 per person. Following are some ongoing creative expressions at the various centers. At the Garvey Center, there's Quilting Bee. The instructor is Louise Park. And this is the first and third Fridays of the month. It starts at 9:30 a.m., and the cost is for supplies only. At the Loeffler Center, the following are ongoing creative expressions. Needle Crafters, instructor Audrey Haney, Mondays and Thursdays, 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's free. Open Studio Art, instructor is Chris Nelson Sisk. That's every Friday, 10 a.m. Cost is for the supplies. Sew It Alls, instructor Judith Nelson, Monday, 1 o'clock p.m., free. Independent Art, instructor is Chris Nelson Sisk. That's on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. You need to bring materials. Art Classes, instructor Jamie Naluau, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. till 12. It's $85 for a four-week class. Charity Crafters, instructor is Dee Poole on Thursdays, 1 p.m., that's free. Honeybee Quilters, instructor Jan Goings, the first and third Wednesdays of the month, 10 a.m. to noon, that's free. Project Linus, the instructor is Debbie Rumpel, it's the third Friday of the month, 10 a.m., that's free. There's a monthly craft, instructor Audrey Haney, first or second Fridays of the month, 10 a.m., there's a fee for that class. Wood Carving Instructors W&M Brown. It's on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. You need to pay for supplies. Embroidery on Paper Instructors Omega Taylor and Lily Mellenberg. It's on Mondays at 1 p.m. and it's $5 for a starter kit. At the Northern Senior Center, some crafts. Classes, Simply Crafty. This is a self-directed class. It's on a daily basis. It's open and free. Whimsy Works Pottery. Instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Mondays of the month from 1:30 p.m. until 4:45 p.m. There's a fee for that class. Quilting for Beginners. Instructor is Gina Alexander. It's the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's free. Dynamic Ceramics Instructor, Nancy Norris, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. There's a fee for that class. Open Studio, that's a self-directed class, Mondays and Fridays, 8 a.m. until 4:45 p.m. That is free. Diamond Dazzle Drop-Ins, the instructor is Martha Baker. It's the third Tuesday of the month, 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. That is free. Colorful Group. The instructor is Martha Baker. It's the first and second Wednesdays of the month from 1:30 to p.m. And the cost is for a supply donation. Following are some ongoing social events at the Northern Center in Charlotte Hall. It's Bring Your Buddy Billiards. It's Mondays before 1 o'clock p.m., Wednesdays before 1 o'clock p.m., Thursdays after 3 o'clock p.m., and there's no billiards on Fridays or Tuesdays. That class is free. Hand and Foot, it's the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. That's 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's free. OHEC, Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. That's free. Double Pinochle, Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. That is free. Western Mahjong on Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m., that's free. Eastern Mahjong, Mondays and Thursdays, 1 to 4:30 p.m., that's free. Bridge is on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's free. Bingo on Fridays, 10 to 11:45 a.m., that's $2. Eat, Play, Fun, and Pitch, 2nd and 4th Thursdays of the month, 12:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., that's $5. Seniors with Awesome Games, also known as SWAG, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1 to 4:30 p.m. That is free. The Northern Stars Theater Group, that varies, and usually the time is 1 o'clock. And if you want more information on the Northern Stars Theater Group, you can call Northern at 301-475-4200, extension 73101. But that is also free. Here are some ongoing social events at Garvey. Bingo, first and third Mondays of the month, 10 a.m. till noon. The cost is $1 to $3. Billiards, the time and the dates vary. Senior Vibes, they meet the first Tuesday of the month, and it's from 10 to noon. That's free. The Bridge Club, Thursdays and the fourth Wednesdays of the month. That's 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's free. Cribbage, second and fourth Mondays of the month, 10 a.m. till noon. That is free. Following are some social activities at the Loeffler. Pinochle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. That's free. Canasta Pitch Club, they meet on Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's free. Contract Bridge, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. till noon. That is free. Bingo on Tuesdays, 12:30 to 1:30, and it's $1 up to 3 cards. Also bingo, Tuesdays in July, and in July it's going to be on July the 2nd, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. It's from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. In August, bingo will be on the 2nd. Tuesdays in August will be the 6th, the 20th, and the 27th. And on Wednesdays, in July, it'll be the 10th, and again on August the 14th. And that is all of those dates. It's 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Canasta and More on Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. That's free. Puzzles are available on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Free. Polish Poker and Pitch, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. That's free. Coloring Conquest, that's daily, 9 a.m. And that's free. And Rummikub on Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m., and that is free. Some ongoing physical fitness activities at Garvey. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free. Men's strength training, Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card. Enhanced Fitness, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10:45 to 11:45. You need a fitness card. Open Table Tennis on Tuesdays from 10 to noon, and Thursdays from 2:15 p.m. That's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercises, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 8:45 to 9:20. That's free. Yoga for Everyone, Tuesdays and Fridays at 1:05 to 2:05. You need a fitness card for that. Line Dancing on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. That's free. Exercise for Parkinson's on Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45. There you need a fitness card for that. Walk and Tone on Fridays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. And Chair Yoga on Wednesdays, 9:40 to 10:40, and you need a fitness card for that. Following are some physical activities at Loeffler. There is fitness equipment available on a daily basis beginning at 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's free. Wii Sports on a daily basis, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Mondays at noon. You need a fitness card. The Walking Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. That's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercise, Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. That's free. Enhanced Fitness, Mondays and Fridays at 2 p.m. And on Wednesdays, it's at 1 p.m. You need a fitness card for that. Strength Training on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. And on Thursdays, 8:40 to 9:40 a.m. And you need a fitness card for that. Yoga, Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday from 9:40 until 11 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Line Dancing on Fridays at 11 a.m. And that is free. Tai Chi for Arthritis and Fall Prevention, Mondays and Thursdays at 11 AM, and that's free, but you really need to call about the Tai Chi for arthritis, and you can call Loeffler at 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Following are some ongoing physical activities at the Northern Senior Center in Charlotte Hall. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. That's free. Wii Sports, that is free, but you need to call about the availability and you need to call Northern at 301-475-4200, extension 73101. There's walking on Three Notch Trail on a daily basis, and that time is open, of course. Awakening Yoga on Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Zumba on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Arthritis Foundation, that's Wednesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 10:45 a.m. That's free. Enhanced Fitness on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10, and on Saturdays it's from 9:30 to 10:30, and you need a fitness card for that. Line Dancing on Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., that's free. Bike Riding's on a daily basis at any time, that's free. And they also have regulation horseshoes. There are no times or dates available, but you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73101 for dates and times. Tai Chi for Arthritis, Tuesdays from May the 21st until August the 6th. The time is 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's free. Seated Tai Chi, Mondays, May the 6th through June the 17th. The time is 10:15 to 11 a.m. That's free. And Chair Yoga on Fridays, 9 to 10 a.m. And there's you need a fitness card for that. Following are some ongoing education classes. This is at Garvey. There's book discussion. It's the second Wednesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. and free, and they need a volunteer for that. Reader's Theater instructor is Linda Lagle, second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m. That's free. The following are at Loeffler. Current events, the instructor is Paul Kelly on Mondays, 10 a.m. That's free. Scripture study, the instructor is Solomon Alumis. That's every Friday, 10 a.m. That's free. Computer tutor, that's on a daily basis, and you need to make an appointment for that. And they also need a volunteer instructor. You can call Loeffler at 301-475-4200, extension 71658. The following are at the Northern Center. This is the Paige Turner's Book Club. Instructor is Gloria Fusco. It's the third Tuesday of the month, 11 to 12:30 p.m., free. Lyme Disease Support and Discussion Group, Marie-Noelle Lautier. The date for that hasn't been determined, but it will generally be at 1 o'clock, and you need to call Northern to find out more about the Lyme's Disease Support Group. And the number is 301-475-4200, extension 73101. The Book Chatter Book Club, instructor is Martha Baker. It's the fourth Thursday of the month, 11 to noon, free. What's the Word Bible Study, instructor Karen Beck. And that's the first Tuesday of the month from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and that is free. They also have Senior Matters, but that particular class has been put on hold. Did you know that St. Mary's County has three senior activity centers open to independent adults Monday through Friday where lunch is served? Adults age 60 and over can enjoy lunch among friends, and monetary donations are accepted. Continued social involvement and good nutrition are key to healthy, independent living. By joining your friends for lunch at the Garvey, Loeffler, or Northern Senior Activity Centers, you're taking a positive step in enjoying these benefits. Try lunch at your local senior activity center. You can call the centers by noon the day before to make a reservation. The monthly menu is available at the centers or online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/docs/menu.pdf. And if there's anyone out there that would like to volunteer to do the audio version of the newsletter, you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 701073. And this concludes the July-August reading of New Beginnings.